Title: Bill Jungle Vocal Texture Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper jungle vocal texture inside Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're doing it the real way. Automation is sound design. This isn't about mixing a lead vocal that sits on top. This is about turning a plain vocal line, even a spoken one-liner, into movement. Rhythmic glue. Atmosphere. That classic chopped, band-limited, dubby, constantly evolving vocal presence that feels like it's part of the drums. By the end, you'll have a three-layer system. One layer is tight rhythmic chops, like ragga stabs. One layer is a ghost texture, wide and smeared behind the drums. And one layer is a dark resampled drone, like a vocal fog that lives in the low mids. And the big concept to keep in mind the whole time is this: automation lanes aren't just make it wiggle, they're phrasing. Think of your automation like two bar sentences. Bar 1 sets up the idea, bar 2 answers it. Repeat that for consistency, and then make one deliberate deviation on bar 8, 16, or right before the drop so the arrangement actually speaks. Step 0. Prep the source like a pro. Drive a short vocal phrase onto a new audio track. 8 to 24 bars is plenty. Don't overthink the source. A clean studio vocal works. A phone recording works. An old sampled line works. Jungle doesn't care. Jungle just wants character. Turn warp on, and set the warp mode to Complex Pro. That'll keep it vocal friendly. Set your project tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, like 170 to 174 BPM, and make sure your vocal clip is actually obeying the grid. Now here's the mindset shift. You are not preserving realism. You're making a texture that obeys the groove. If you want it darker, pull formants down a little. Start at 0, try minus 10, minus 20, maybe minus 30. Don't go too far yet. We'll get nastier later. Now, layer 1. The rhythmic chop layer. This is the classic jungle vocal hit thing. Tight, punchy, synced, and mostly centered so it reads like percussion. Right-click your vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose the transient slicing option if you want it to detect the hits, or built-in if you want simpler divisions. If your timing is already tight, warp slicing can be nice too. Ableton's going to create a simpler and slice mode with a MIDI clip. Open simpler and set trigger mode to gate, so notes control the length more like a playable instrument. Set voices to 1. Monophonic chops are a huge part of that punchy, old-school phrasing. It stops things smearing over each other. Turn on simpler's filter. MS2 is a good choice if you want character. Start your cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, and push resonance a bit, like 0.3 to 0.6. Jungle likes a bit of bite and nasal tone, as long as you control it. Now program a two-bar chop pattern. Don't just put notes everywhere. Air is groove. Think call and response with a snare. A really reliable rule in fast DNB is, put vocal events after the snare, not on it. So if your snare is on 2 and 4, you're thinking positions like 2.2 and 4.2. Offbeats and little pickups. Once the MIDI rhythm feels good, build a stock device chain. First, EQ 8. High pass it around 150 to 250 HE. This layer does not need low end. If it's harsh, dip gently around 2 to 4 kHz, but keep it subtle for now. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That's your glue and density, without needing a third-party clipper. Then auto filter, because this is where the motion starts. Band pass or low pass both work, depending on taste. Push resonance, like 0.8 to 1.4. Don't be scared. Just listen. In jungle, resonant filter movement is part of the language. Then a compressor or glue compressor. You're aiming for consistent hits, not flattening the life out of it. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you keep some transient. Release auto or something like 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now automation. This is the actual lesson. Go to arrangement view and automate the auto filter frequency. Over 8 bars, do a slow sweep from maybe 2 kHz up to 8 kHz, like you're opening the top end over time. Then add quick dips right before fills or transitions. That DJ filter teases pure energy management. Next, automate saturator drive. A really clean move is, every fourth bar, push it an extra 2 to 4 dB. Not constant, just accents, like the vocal is hyping the phrase. Coach note. Consider putting a utility at the very top of this chain for gain staging. Jungle textures get loud fast. Automate utility gain for energy ramps, and use drive for color, not level compensation. Okay, layer 2, the ghost texture layer. Duplicate your original vocal audio track, not the chops, and name it Fox Ghost. Switch the warp mode to texture. This is where you get that smear. Grain size around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Flux around 10 to 30. More flux equals more movement and blur. Now your device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it harder than the chop layer, 250 to 400 HC. Low pass around 8 to 12 KHC to keep it behind the mix. This layer is supposed to be felt more than clearly heard. Then grain delay. This is the secret sauce for jungle haze. Keep it subtle at first. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Delay time around 10 to 30 milliseconds for thickness. Feedback 10 to 25%. Add random pitch, like 3 to 10. Set the frequency region around 2 to 6 KHC, where sibilance and presence live, because that's where this effect tends to feel like air movement. Then reverb. Keep it controlled. Size maybe 35 to 70%. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Use the reverb filters. Low cut 300 to 600 HC. High cut 6 to 10 KHC. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. You want the idea of space, not a wash that kills the drums. Then utility. Widen it. 130 to 170% is fine for this layer. And pull gain down. Again. Feel it more than hear it. Now automate it like a musician. Automate grain delay dry slash wet so it ramps. Bars 1 to 4 may be around 15%. Bars 5 to 8 ramp up to 30 or 40. Then, right on the drop downbeat, snap it back down. That snap is impact. It's the difference between cool texture and this arrangement hits. Automate reverb decay during transitions. Pre-drop, increase from 3 seconds to 6 seconds, then at the drop snap it back to 2.5 or 3 seconds. That's how you keep drums punchy without losing the cinematic lift. Automate utility width too. Narrow it during dense drum sections, like 90 to 110%, and widen it in breakdowns and intros. The key is, not everything wide all the time. Width needs contrast to feel like something. Extra trick, if you want haunted motion without chorus, drop and shifter on the ghost layer. Use frequency shift mode, tiny amounts like plus 10 to plus 60 HE, dry slash wet 5 to 15%, then automate the amount slowly. It makes the texture feel alive and unsettling, without sounding like a glossy EDM chorus. Now layer 3, the dark drone resample layer. This is the commitment layer. You print the texture, then treat it like a sample. This is also how you control CPU and get predictable results. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set its input to resampling. Now, for a moment, solo your Vox Ghost and your chop layer, or just the ghost if you want it cleaner. Record 8 to 16 bars of output. Now you've got a printed texture you can warp, cut, reverse, fade, and automate like a single object. On that resampled audio, try Warp Mode Complex Pro or Texture. Choose the nastier one. Then transpose it down, like minus 12 semitones for weight. Pull performance down even more aggressively here, minus 20 to minus 50 if you want that monster, low mid throat vibe. Now process it. Start with auto filter. Low pass, 24 dB slope. Automate the frequency anywhere from 200 Hz up to 2.5 kHz depending on intensity. Turn up filter drive, like 3 to 8, because filter drive gives you grit in a very controllable way. Then redux for controlled digital dirt. Downsample 2 to 8. Start at 4. Bit reduction 10 to 14. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30% so you're blending the destruction instead of replacing your sound with pure static. Then saturator again. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then gate. This is a big one. Gate gives you rhythmic movement without manually chopping audio. Set the threshold so it opens on peaks. Keep return short. And if you want it to really groove, sidechain the ghost layer to your kick and snare using a compressor instead. Or combine both approaches. Compressor for pumping, gate for chatter. Then EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 HC so you leave subspace for your bass. If it's biting, notch 2.5 to 5 KHC. Now automate the drone like it's talking. Draw fast auto filter frequency moves every half bar, like vowel sweeps. Think 400 HC up to 1.2 KHC down to 700 HC up to 2 KHC. It's not random. It's speech-like. The fastest way to make this work musically is to treat those shapes like a repeated phrase. Make a two-bar automation sentence, copy it a few times, then change it once at the end of an 8-bar block. Automate redux dry slash wet for fills. A great spot is the last quarter note before a snare fill. Little bursts of degradation read as excitement, and automate clip gain too. Push the drone up slightly during drum gaps so the space feels full, then tuck it back when the full beat returns. If sibilance explodes when you distort, Do a fake dedesser with stock tools, before saturator or redux, put in a Q8 with a bell at 6 to 9 kHz, Q around 3 to 6, and pull it down 2 to 6 dB, then automate that dip to go deeper only, when your drive increases. That's how you keep hype moments from turning into painful hiss. Now let's make this actually work in an arrangement, because jungle texture is about context. Here's a practical 32-bar concept. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Use ghost layer only. Y and low pass slowly opening. Add occasional chops, like one hit every two bars. Keep it teasing. Bars 9 through 16. Build. Increase grain delay wet and reverb decay. Add more chop rhythm, but keep it answering the snare, not fighting it. Bar 17. Drop. Kill long reverb tails with a hard automation snap. Bring the chop layer in tighter and drier. Bring the drone layer in low in the mix for menace. Bars 25 through 32. Second phrase. New identity. This is huge. Make a scene change every 8 bars. Change the filter contour. Add more redux on fills. Swap the chop rhythm. Narrow the width in the busiest section. The track feels like it's evolving, even if the drums and bass are looping. And use silence as an effect. Mute the ghost layer for half a beat or one beat right before a drop. When it comes back, it sounds like a brand new sound, even if you didn't touch the chain. Optional but deadly. Macro control. Group each layer. Map your key parameters to macros. Filter frequency. Grain delay dry/wet. Reverb decay. Saturator drive. Width. Redux dry/wet. Then automate macros instead of hunting for lanes all over your set. This makes your automation feel performable and intentional. Two advanced variations if you want to go further.